coming to Richmond. What makes it unique, and what do you anticipate this weekend?
It's definitely unique. You know, it's you're pretty flat short track. The front stretch is round, and you have to take care of your tires quite a bit, so makes it challenging for sure. Typically this hasn't been a good racetrack for me, but for whatever reason, the last time we were here, we were about a top three car all race long. Truex was really, really fast, but was able to get lucky there at the end with a caution and beat him off the pit road and get the win. So I think that adds a little bit of confidence coming back here, but at the same time, I've struggled here in the past. I don't really know if I'll be as good as I was last time, but I hope so. But even though I've struggled in the past, I enjoy this track because it is different than what we typically go to.
All right, we'll go ahead and open questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your affiliation. We'll start with Lee first.
Two quick questions. One, could you...
I don't know. I mean, I played with all the tools I had in my car to try and tighten it up. The balance just kind of caught me off guard the last run. You know, I hadn't been, other than when the track was wet from rain, I was never that loose. And then I was just really loose that last run. So, I tried driving easier, went slower, tried driving harder, made more mistakes. So I don't really know. I don't know what I could have done a whole lot different. The bottom was too fast to be able to move up that early in a run to try and make the top go. So, I don't know. His car was a little bit better than mine there at the end.
All right. I have a question up front, please. Microphone to Matt.
Matt Weaver with AutoWeek.com. With an eye towards the All-Star race next month, there's been a lot of conversation about what the current state of intermediate racing is. And with the tire compound strategy used last year, plates this year, my question for you is, one, do you think there is anything fundamentally wrong with that style of racing in the package right now? And if so, what is the solution? What needs to be done?
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like, I feel like everybody's complained about mile and a half racing the last, at least since I've been in Cup, and I feel like we've only made it better, but the complaining's gotten worse or more. So I don't know. I mean, mile and a half racing to me might not visually come across on TV as being the most exciting racing that we have, but inside the cockpit, I think you could ask most everybody, and they would say that our mile and a half racing is a lot of fun and exciting and competitive. So I don't know why it doesn't come across that way on TV, but I don't know. I think as far as the All-Star package goes, I think that will be a package that comes across as better racing on TV, but it's going to be extremely easy inside the cockpit. So, but I think, we're kind of in an entertainment business, so whatever we can do to make it better on TV. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the package that we have now on mile and a halves.
All right, go ahead.
Caleb Whistler kicking the tires. How would you assess the Chip Ganassi Racing short track program coming off this kind of short track swing? And what are your thoughts heading into Talladega next weekend?
I feel like our short track program has become really competitive over the last few years. Aside from Martinsville, I don't even know if our package is good or bad there. I think I'm just not very good there. But for us to get a couple top two finishes here at Richmond now the last couple years at a track that I struggle a lot at, I think says a lot about our short track program. Even Bristol, I think Bristol is my best racetrack, but a few years ago I would just kind of I would run around 8th to 12th, but now lately I've been able to lead the most laps and get close to wins. So I feel like our short track program is right up there with our downforce package. I think our intermediate and 2-mile stuff is really good, but I think our short track stuff you can throw Loudon in there as well. We've been really strong there with a few top two finishes there. So I get excited for short tracks, even though I seem to – it doesn't suit my driving style.
All right, Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. I have two. The first, did you have any issue with Newman and the way he raced you at Bristol?
No. I get along with Newman, and you know, that diamond line that I run in 3 and 4 at Bristol throughout a run is really fast, but it can get myself in trouble. You know, if people poke their nose in on me, that's the second time I've gotten spun by running that line. So I think I just need to be a little more cautious. I don't think he did anything wrong there. You know, it's getting towards, you know, the, I guess, somewhat the end of the race, and you know, you're trying to race for lead lap spots. So I cut it a little too close, I think, and ran across his front end.
And also, you're good friends with Stenhouse. He's going back to Talladega where he got his first win. What do you think that win meant to him? And then also, how do you think he's handling this season where he's had to go to a bunch of backup cars?
Yeah. That, you know, Ricky winning there and being pretty dominant on super speedways last year was really cool to see. And, I feel like it was good for him to get a win, because he's got a ton of talent. I mean, you don't win 2 Xfinity championships and not have a bunch of talent. And I feel like at times he kind of gets forgotten out on the track with us. But I think that's more of a organizational issue than anything. So it's been nice to see him in their team get better and better. And I don't really remember the last part of the question. Oh. I don't know. I haven't really noticed a whole lot of change in his attitude. He's always really positive. For how, you know, bad things can be with him and his race team at times. He finds positives in all of it he's always trying to figure out how to make himself better or communicate with Patty on how to get their program better. So I think he does a really good job at finding the positives in all of it.
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. At the start of the season, it seemed like Harvick was going to be this year's Truex, and he was the one to fear. And then lately, Kyle Busch has been on such a run. It's like, oh, maybe he's this year's Truex. Is there one, either the 4 or the 18, that scares you more than the other as far as the championship picture right now?
I still think the 4 car is quite a bit better than, I think you can call the 18 second best, but I still feel like the 4 is quite a bit better. You know, he had his issues on pit road at Texas, but if he didn't have that, he was by far the fastest car there. Then at Bristol, you don't really know how he would have been if he was in his primary car. He could have been up there. But then, you know, I guess his teammates were in backup cars as well or had to fix damage at some point. But I still think Harvick is really, really fast. I think Kyle is really good at executing, which has helped him, you know, win the last couple of races and really run, you know, in the top three as long as he has now. So, as far as, you know, pure speed, I think the 4 has everybody covered.
Okay. Go ahead, Ellen.
Ellen Harrow, USA Today. Can you compare your season at this point this year to last year? And second question, do you feel you're up to speed with the Camaro, or do you think you guys are going to get better at it as the summer goes on and then you go back to tracks in the fall?
I feel like speed-wise, we're close to where we were at this point last year. But I feel like other teams are better than where they were at this point last year. So that's why maybe we're, you know, back a couple positions in running order throughout a race. I don't know. I feel like we've gotten off to a really good start with the new body and all that. So, it's early in the year, and we're going to continue to get better and better every week. You know, we've continued to bring better race cars to the racetrack every week. So that's good. So we just got to keep working hard, and I think that we can get to the point of being, you know, the fastest car on the racetrack every week. And, you know, I think we proved last week that we were the fastest car, didn't get the win. So we just got to keep working on that and, you know, move it to other racetracks where he can be really fast.
Any additional questions for Kyle? Okay, we'll go back to Lee.
Were you mad last week when you lost? I mean, do you get mad at something like that, or do you just try to fuel that energy into something that's going to propel you in the future? I mean, do you use that to kind of build on it, or what were your emotions? Just disgust, or where were you?
I was really, really happy to run second to Kyle Busch and get beat in the final six laps. I love getting beat by Kyle Busch at Bristol. I was mad. That's as close as I've come to winning a cup race at Bristol, which is, I don't want to compare Bristol to any other races because that seems to get me in trouble when I compare races to other races. But I want to win extremely bad at Bristol. So, that one stung probably more than any cup win I can kind of think of to this point. Every single time I race at Bristol, I go head-to-head with Kyle, even though I might not win and run second to him every time or whatever, but throughout the majority of a race, it's always him and I, nose to tail, carving lap traffic, which is a lot of fun, but he seems to come out on the better end of it with wins and all the stuff like that. So, it sucked, but... I don't know. I mean, I'd moved on shortly after because, I was really mad when I got back to the bus and the last thing I texted Kyle about this, but the last thing I wanted to hear, but the first thing I heard when I walked in the bus was Owen. He was like, "Did you get me some Skittles?" So I couldn't help but laugh at that. So that, wasn't what I wanted to hear, but kind of lightened the mood, so it helps you get over it a little bit.
All right, we're going to go back to Jeff.
What was your theory on why the bottom turned out to be so dominant and the top never really came in last week? And do you think that will be the case in August?
I think it kind of depends on the weather. I think you look at that race and all the stoppages we had. We never really had a long run or a couple long runs. I think it takes like 2 to 3 long runs there for the top to get, worked in and the bottom wore out. And we never really got that. Every time we get into somewhat of feeling like we're getting ready to go to a long run, rain would show up the first day and the top wouldn't, come in. Then we'd restart and you run another 30 or 40 laps around the bottom and we get another caution. So you never really had the opportunity for the top to get going. I felt like there, that last long run there before the final caution, the people I was lapping, they were all up top. So I felt like the top was where they all needed to be. So my car is just really good and I could kind of run wherever I wanted. But I thought the track was really good that way. It's always nice when you have options and stuff when you get to lap traffic. So I feel like they've honed in on a good VHT setup for that place. And I don't know what the fans think, but I feel like it's really, really exciting racing.
All right. Any additional questions for Kyle? All right. Kyle, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.